Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home.
That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV. 7 till the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tracy Eden is our guest, our good friend. Longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of Commercial Finance Group. CFGroup.net is the website. You can find out more about what they do, how they help their customers, how they serve customers with financial solutions. Businesses just like yours, so check them out. Tracy, thank you for the good work that you do helping small businesses. And I know you fill in a lot of gaps for a lot of folks, and we appreciate that.
Well, I've been doing it for 31 years now and have enjoyed it.
So
nothing like helping a company transition onto bank financing or selling their company or whatever it may be.
Right. Well, and you've been giving us a little bit of a tour of where we've been, where we are. Let's talk about where we're going. When you look out across the next 1 to 5 years, what do you see? If you had a real good friend and who's a small business owner, trying to decide, okay, how do I capitalize my business? How do I capitalize my growth? How do I make sure that I'm doing it the right way? What would you advise them to look for?
Well, first I would say surround yourself with some advisors with different talents that you can, if it's a quasi board of directors, but folks with different talents that you can really sap information from. Number one. Number two. Really closely evaluate your financial model and whatever you think the capital requirements are for your company for the first 2 years, double it. And then thirdly,
why would you say that?
I think the number one problem small businesses, startups have is they underestimate the requirement,
right?
Capitalization requirement.
I know they do that. And what you're talking about is correct, because, and here's where it gets scary, and this is what I don't like about Shark Tank. They even do it when they're taking on investors. If you underestimate how much you need when you're borrowing money, you can borrow more money. It doesn't hurt your, if you can justify the loan, it doesn't hurt the future of your company and your ownership. But if you give away too much equity for too little capital, you can't correct that
without giving up more the next go around.
But that's not a correction. That's worse.
It is. It's worse for the owner.
This is why I don't like to. I think Shark Tank does a disservice. It may be entertaining to people who are never going to borrow money like that or bring investors. But for real people who are doing this with business with you and folks who listen to this show, I don't think it's good for them. What do you think?
I would agree. Well, and the difficulty is there, you can get caught up in the moment and depending on, it's difficult to forecast where you're going to be 2 and 3 yeah. years down the road. And when you are the developer of your product, the salesman of the product, the quality control of your product or services, now you're the financial advisor and forecaster. That's where it's important to have center of influences that you can lean on to help give you some coaching along the way.
So I talked to my audience about establishing a capitalization strategy, a capitalization plan, which includes bank lending, includes maybe some leasing, some different kinds of creative financing, different outlets, different sources of capital. So when I talk to them about developing a 12-month spreadsheet and all that kind of thing, you're saying that they, whatever they think they need, they should double that, because while they're going after it, they should go ahead and even if they don't need it, go ahead and secure that much. Is that what you mean by doubling?
Either secure.
You're not telling them to borrow if they don't need it. You're telling them to be prepared for it.
No, I'm not saying borrow. I'm saying make sure you've got access to.
Right. Secure that much in case you needed it.
So, for example, we'll often put a term sheet. We're putting one to a company out today. What he needs today is $2 million. what he thinks he's going to need in 18 to 24 months is three.
Right.
So he's asked for us to put an accordion feature in our proposal,
right,
where today I'm agreeing to go to three if everything is performing
right
well.
Here's another quick point. Don't give all your collateral to your bank for what you think you need today, right, Rick? I mean, right, Tracy?
Absolutely.
Right, Tracy?
I mean, that takes you down a whole nother.
That's what he's talking about, folks.
Discussion with SBA.
If you're going to give them all of your collateral, make sure that you're getting all you need. Hey, Tracy, yeah, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, that's cfgroup.net. Check out that website. You might find something that will interest you there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.